Hello, and welcome to Variety Radio Online. I am Amy, and joining me today on the phone line is Ella. We are here to recap Sleepy Hollow, Root of All Evil. Our co-host Mike is on baby duty, so he will not be joining us today. He might call in a little later, but I was talking to Ella before the show, and it's going to be a very short recap. If you are listening to us live at the top of the page, if you're listening to us live on the browser, I should say, and you want to join us in the chat room, you can go up to the top of the page and you can log in with your Facebook name or Twitter name or LinkedIn name. And I think you can still log in with your MySpace name. And then scroll down where you are listening to the show on the link that we Twittered out, and you can see the chat room. If you're listening on your smartphone or your iPad or something like that, I apologize. There is no way for you to go into the chat room quite yet. And if you're listening to us in archives, thank you for listening. And next time, we hope you can join us live. So, Ella, what did you think about that episode on a scale of 1 to 10?
I gave it an 8. I don't know. I liked it better than last week's.
Really? You liked it better than last week? Yeah. See, last week, I loved last week's episode. This week, I was not feeling it at all. Well, I shouldn't say at all. I'm going to give it a 6. And only reason it got a 6 is because of the new character.
Matt.
Is that, well, I know his real name is Matt, and I'm not sure what his name on the show is. I forgot.
Calmly or something like that? I kept trying to hear what they were calling him, but it's like, I think you said Calmly or something.
Yeah, and he is I'm a big fan of his. I loved him in One Tree Hill and blah, blah, blah. So it's really awesome to have him back in North Carolina filming. Hopefully he will become, somebody that we see quite often in Sleepy Hollow. So let's jump into the episode. Like I said, I give it a 6. I really didn't care for this episode that much because we've seen it done 1,000 times. All I could think of when the coin came into play and, you hold the coin, the coin's in your possession, and you go on a killing rampage. All I could think of was Supernatural, the TV show Supernatural. That's their coin episode played back into my head. So I guess that's why I didn't care for this episode, because it was really predictable. Obviously, that we knew as soon as the bank teller, drop the coin, somebody else was going to pick up the coin. So it was very obvious on that, and we knew exactly what that person was going to do. So, I didn't care for the coin. But I kind of like the idea where Matt's hanging around now because he wants to find all the coins. So what did you think about it?
The coins tied into the biblical sense. Although, like you, I thought there was a movie, Dracula 2000, I think, or something like that, where it involved, like, Judas and stuff. And I kind of, like, saw that side of it. But I really did kind of like the background of it and everything. So...
yeah, how, the coins were made and why they were made, and that, it came from, biblical times. So, yeah, that was good. That was good. Now, we do get to see, Captain Irving, and finally, Ichabod tells him, who his lawyer is. It's his son, it's Henry, but... do you think that Irving is, do you think he's like, oh my goodness, you know, do you think it's coming into play? Do you think he's going to stay in the psych ward, or do you think that he's going to go ahead and just get out because his lawyer, Henry, is trying to get him out?
I sort of think he might be already kind of enthralled in a way because of, you know, like, he's not in control completely because of signing, you know, because he signed his name and blood and everything. And I think that maybe he will eventually try to get out because I don't think he'll listen to Ichabod.
I don't think he will either because his family, I mean, he's in there because he protects his family. Now he has a chance to get out to be back with his family. So, yeah, I don't think he's going to stay in there either. But I really liked the hello. I was waiting for somebody to say hi to him. Maybe he would have said something different than just hello. Now, the new captain. I refuse to learn her name, and I apologize for that. But the new captain who has, you know, knew Abby, worked with Abby's mother, she knows what's going on. She knows that, you know, Abby's mother was tormented by Moloch. So what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's what I was getting from the episode too, but, you know, she knows more than, you know, what we think originally about what's going on, because kind of like how Ichabod told Crane that the safest place that he could be was in the psychiatric hospital because of what's going on out there. I think that's what the sheriff did to Abby and Jeannie's mother.
Well, I can see. Because I would rather put her in the psych ward instead of put her in prison. I can see, I can definitely see that. I mean, me personally, I'd rather go to the psych ward than prison. But so,
Abby have a little bit more freedom.
Yeah, Abby's mother was tormented by Moloch, and she, you know, was protecting her daughters. But obviously, he still got to them. So what's going on with that? I mean, like, that's one thing. I like how they're questioning us, and I kind of wish Mike was here because I would love to hear his idea on what he thinks, but like I said, he's on baby duty. So maybe we can ask him, you know, next week what he thinks about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, this episode, to me, it was Coins and Abby's mother. Nothing really in between. Other than Henry living in the house that he was born in, and Katrina, his mother, you know, saying that, you know, there's always going to be that connection between her and him. And so what are your thoughts on that? Like,
well, one thing to go back to is I kind of think, like, the horseman, he's kind of being plagued by Henry a little bit. I think he's kind of starting to realize that, and I'm just wondering if he's going to turn on Henry.
I could see him turning on Henry. But I think Henry actually might be more powerful than the horseman.
That's what I think, too.
Because he's the one that's put the coin in play, and he's done, like, a Beetlejuice thing. Like, he's got the town all on this table with, like, the models and the houses and little people and stuff like that. I'm just waiting for Beetlejuice to pop up.
And I was wondering if when he was painting, like, the buildings and stuff, was he painting in blood or in just, like, a brown paint?
I don't know. What did it look like to you?
It looked like blood to me, but I don't know.
Yeah, it looks like he was just trying to, because when you see the table, it's got the model buildings there, and none of them are painted but a few. So it looks like he's trying to paint them one at a time. Or it could be he's painting the buildings that he's hitting first, because the first building he was painting was looked like the bank.
And yeah, it
did. And the second building was the flower shop. So maybe that's it. Maybe he's just painting the, because he's like telling Sleepy Hollow to wake up. So maybe he's just painting the stuff that he's going after first.
Yeah.
Which is a little weird. But I will always love Henry. I don't care how bad he is. I still love Henry.
Yeah.
So Ella, is there anything in this episode that you want to talk about that we have not talked about yet?
No, not that I can think of. I mean, because I just thought about, like, what I said about the horse, and then, you know, realizing at the point, you know, that Henry's kind of controlling him in a way.
Yeah, and I did not get to see the trailer for next week. Did you see the trailer?
No, I didn't.
So, guys, that's our recap. A short and sweet and to the point. There's really not much on this episode. And I told Mike this. I was like, great, you're on baby duty, and I hated this episode. because there was nothing that I cared for other than, you know, finding out that Abby's mother was tormented by, you know, the dark side, Moloch, and she knew everything that was going on. And, that's the only thing that I really liked about this episode. So that's why our recap is short and sweet today. But I'm looking forward to next week. Normally when Sleepy Hollow gives me a episode I did not care for, they normally make up for it the following week. So I cannot wait to see you the following week. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, our Twitter name is TheVRO, at TheVRO. You can follow me on Twitter, AmyVRO, and you can follow Ella. Ella, what's your Twitter name?
Grounded Souls.
Grounded Souls. And go over to thevro.com, and you can click on the staff page, and you will see all of our hosts and our bloggers there, and their Twitter names are linked if you want to follow all of our staff. We do a number of shows here on Variety Radio Online, from Sleepy Hollow to, you know, Sons of Anarchy, Vampire Diaries, Gotham, just to name a few. You can go over to our website, and on the top you can see the shows that are on our schedule right now. And then below our TV recaps, you can see the shows that we do that are not on the schedule right now. So thank you guys for joining us, and we will be back next week.